It feels good to finally stretch. Gosh. You wouldn't know what 100 years in hell does to a girl, would you? Look at you, little human. How cute. What a little minx. You read that big book all by yourself? Found all these candles, these herbs, all that pig's blood. My, my, someone was committed. I heard your kind finds that shit disgusting. Huh. So, what was your plan? Money? Fame? Is there someone I'm supposed to get back at for you? Is that what you were hoping would happen? Let me see, what does that book say? Oh, a servant? Really? That's what you thought you'd get? You'd think I'd just come from the other realm and serve you? A little human? Because you said a few words and you got them right? Wow, look at you. Someone's been taking their Latin classes. Got real bold, huh? God, you're all so fucking dumb. No. You see, you just opened up a gate for me. That's all you did. Nothing about control or protecting yourself. Just a nice little portal to hell for one. And thank you, because I didn't think I'd be over here anytime soon, but you've greatly expedited my travel, and I think maybe I should show you some appreciation. Huh? No, I'm not gonna help you. But I am gonna feed on you. I mean, what else could I do with such a plump, pretty, blood-filled sack of flesh? Huh? You just look so delicious. Stop, I'm not gonna eat you. I'm just gonna drain you of your energy. You'll barely feel a thing. Just be real, real sleepy after and feel real, real stupid. God, what an idiot. That's okay. I'm sure you're doing really well for one of your kind. What? How long have you guys had on this planet? Like, a few 100,000 years? Can't be much more left. You barely even discovered any magic. Cute.
What? Scared when I get this close? When I pop over here?
When I can be in two places at once?
Don't worry, little human.
I'm gonna take care of you and make you feel so...
So good.
And don't you want that, little human? Don't you want to feel
special for once in your life?
Don't you want to feel like you were chosen? Like your life had a little bit more purpose? Because you enticed a succubus. That's right. What? You thought I was just some garden variety imp? Some idiot you could make do anything because I could barely think for myself without a demon overlord at the helm? God, you're stupid. You don't even know what you're summoning. I think that's number one rule of demonology, but then again, it's been a few centuries since I read the book. Oh, now that you can't move and you're paralyzed from my powers, you just have to lay there and let me rake my claws down that cute little tummy of yours. Don't worry, no permanent damage. Will I just suck all that cute human emotion from you? Oh, and God, it tastes good. It's been so long. What's all that? Nervous? Fear? Feeling a little sad that you failed? What's that?
excitement. Do you find me enticing? Are you interested in what's happening? It is hilarious seeing what you humans will do for a bit of a thrill, huh? And this one's got you going. You're excited to see me. To give up all that control just for a second to something that you know is bigger than yourself. I bet that feels really, really good, doesn't it? Pathetic, so pathetically adorable. Gosh, I love it. Oh, I love how your energy tastes on my tongue. I wonder if I'd feel this way if I hadn't been starved for so long. But all I can think about is that you're the most delicious thing I've tasted in millennia. Oh, God, that's good. Are you afraid, little one? Yeah, but still thrilled a little bit. I think in a year or two, after some soul searching, after some therapy, you're gonna think this whole experience was kind of riveting. At least you'll know that you got to experience something more special than almost any of your kind ever get to. You got to speak with a succubus. Well, speak with might be strong, but you got to be seduced by a succubus, didn't you? Taste it. See my claws as they dug into your skin. Watch my tongue as I... taste all that delicious energy of yours. Taste your flesh. Human skin, it's been a while, baby. How lovely. And you're gonna be so, so excited. Every time you think of me, every time you think of the fear I brought into your soul, but also the wonder, the joy, the thrill of something new, something you know will never happen again, nor will happen to most of your fellow little humans, will it? And don't worry, I'm pretty sweet for demons, so there won't be any permanent harm, just a lot of tired, tired people when I'm through with this town. And that's okay, isn't it? You're tired all the time, aren't you? From your job, from studying, from all the things you have to do to maintain your home, to see your friends, to keep your partner happy. Don't you just want to live a little, huh? Have some excitement, have something interesting finally happen to you, something you can never imagine, something wonderful, something intimidating, magical, something that makes you uncomfortable.
Don't worry, I can see your heart rate's doing just fine. I know you're not gonna pass out or have a heart attack. You're just gonna be paralyzed like this on the floor until I choose to let you go.
So boring, isn't it? But I like to be polite to those who summon me, because even though you're stupid, you did help me, didn't you, little pet?
So I'm just gonna lick up all this frenetic, panicked energy of yours, and then I'll be on my way. And you can lay here and sleep and wake up and wonder if it was all just a dream, or if you really did succeed and do something honestly pretty powerful for your kind, I'd say, which is, I suppose, something to be proud of. Nothing like the magic of old, but gotta start somewhere, don't you, little one? Gotta hope that one day this might turn into you even opening portals to heaven. Can you imagine that? Trust me, if I seem scary, you don't want to think about what the angels will do. They're not as nice as me. At least not when someone messes with dark, dark magics on a whim. Gosh, you're just silly, aren't you, little human?
That's okay. You like silly. I think it's rather enticing and exciting. And it makes me want to taste your energy even more. But pretty human, I think that's all the time I have for today. I've got a sense you know a few more powerful magicians who lent you this book, and I think they'll probably have figured out what's going on by now, so I'm gonna be cautious and take my leave before someone with a bit more of a brain comes and tries to exorcise me. But remember our little adventure together. Remember how it felt when I lapped up all that delicious energy of yours. And try not to think about me too much when you're alone in bed at night. Okay, little one. Bye, Trinket. Don't mess with any more dark books without supervision, okay? Delicious.
Hey, little pet. No need to get up for me. We've already had our introductions, haven't we? Yeah, that's it. You can just stay there laying in bed. Cute. It's cute seeing your little pajamas. Gosh, you even wear matching sets. How sweet. Wouldn't have expected that from Mr. Big Old Necromancer, huh? What a fool. Oh, please, you didn't think I'd be back. But baby, I've already tasted your energy. It's so easy to find you now. I was looking around, but I've just got the taste of you on my tongue. There's something so exciting about your first energy after a long break, you know? Don't you humans have, I don't know, anything like that? No, well, that's not my problem. Anyway, I thought we might as well spend the night together, huh? You can't move, I know. Don't worry, you don't need to. Be lucky I'm letting you use your mouth. Honestly, I just want to hear those pretty moans. I've become partial to them, little boy. Yeah. I know, it's scary, isn't it? You're nervous. I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna eat you. I thought we'd established I'm nice. Real, real sweet on ya. I wouldn't hurt you. Come here, pretty trinket. Or how about I come to you, huh? Is that what you need, baby? Someone who can break the barrier because you're shy, because you don't know what to say to the girl you like? You're a fucking demon. You think I fucking care that you're scared? Oh, it's cute when you fight back. Don't worry about it, baby. You don't need to worry because I'm here and ready to take care of you. And I can taste all the delicious emotions that are swirling around you. Gosh, that's a lot, baby. You're really feeling a lot right now, huh? What if I took some of that emotion off your hands? What if I sucked out all that fear, all those nerves, that trepidation, that caution, that guilt you're feeling, and just left you with that excitement, with that horniness you're feeling when I whisper in your ear? Oh, there it is. Look at that pretty boner between your legs. Oh, that's awful hot and warm, isn't it? Gets a little painful, doesn't it, pet? Mm-hmm. I know, little human, it must feel like a lot to have everything else stripped from you, to only let you feel and focus on how fucking horny I make you. How fucking bad you wanna fuck this body, don't you? You wanna suck on my breasts, you wanna see them bounce when you fuck me, don't you?
You want to taste my pussy? You want to see how wet I get when I ride you? You want me to moan for you on your cock? Fuck, you're cute. Oh, it's so fun to watch that cock of yours bounce when I talk to you. To see you flush the way your eyes follow my mouth when I talk to you. That's it, baby. That's it. Mommy's gonna make you feel good, isn't she? You're okay. No more thinking. You've got me to do that for you, don't you? Yeah? Yeah, that's right, baby. So we're just gonna pull these pants down. And I'm gonna wrap my tail around that cock of yours. Oh! That's a new sound I haven't heard. I guess it feels pretty electric when you can't feel anything else, huh, baby? Yeah? That babbling's so cute. Gosh, is that too much for you? When I run my tail up and down your pretty little tip. Yeah? What about when I wrap my tail around your cock, huh? Stroke it up and down. Ooh, gosh, you're basically screaming, honey. Oh, it's okay. Are you gonna come already? I suppose I should have expected it, but gosh, it surprises me every time. Oh, really? Of course I'm not stopping. That would be pretty fucking boring, wouldn't it? No, I'm gonna fuck your little cock until I'm done with you, baby. Until I'm so full it hurts. I just wanna feel you in me, baby. Don't you want that? Don't you want me to make you come again? Don't you want me to make you beg? Don't you want me to make you cry? Make you desperate? I don't want you to think about anything else, okay? By the end of tonight, you're only gonna know how to beg for me. Understand? Yeah? Oh, it hurts. Sensitive, huh? I know, baby, but I'm not gonna stop. Why would I stop, huh? That wouldn't be very fun for me. That wouldn't taste very good. Instead, I'm gonna watch that poor purple little cock of yours. Oh, gosh, it's on fire, isn't it, huh? So sensitive, and my tail so tight around it, huh? And you just came, and yet you're so hard, aren't you? So desperate to come again already, huh? Feels good, doesn't it? That's it, baby, just let me stroke up and down, up and down on you, good pet. Doing so well, little human. That's it. You want me to use my hand? So nice and warm on your pretty little cock, isn't it? Do you like how soft my hands are? How warm they are when they stroke up and down your cock. Yeah, how tight I grip you. God, doesn't that feel good when I work the head like that? Yeah, baby. You don't mind that sensitivity anymore, do you? You just want mommy's hands, huh? Oh, God, you're cute, baby. You're so cute. Oh, it's so cute watching you suffer, watching you feel good, watching you enjoy mommy's hands on you, watching you plead and beg and wrestle with your psyche, trying to break free from me, but you know you can't. Can you? You just have to take what I give you, take how I touch you, take care when I make that pretty little cock of yours go insane. It's just so sensitive. It just feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, cute little human. God, it's pretty. I can feel how bad you want to squirm. If I let go of my hold on your body, you'd just be convulsing, wouldn't you? Those pretty wild eyes, those drooling lips, those inhumane screams you're making. So fucking hot for me, baby. That's it. Just feel my hand. You're getting close, aren't you? I can feel it. You don't want to come. No, you don't. Because you know I'm not stopping, right? I'm just going and going, gonna watch you squirm and make you fill my room up. Maybe I'll do something fun with all that delicious gum of yours. But you're never gonna find out, baby. I just need your seed, honey. So give it to me one more time, and then I'm gonna ride you, and then this little nightmare will be all over. Oh, oh, oh. There we go. Good little pet. Good job, little human. Oh, yeah, I know. Sensitive again, right? Must be really tough, huh? You're okay. I mean, you're not, but you can't get away even if you aren't. So just lay there and take it. Feel my hands on you. And now I'm gonna climb on top of you and just gonna... Oh, it feels so good. Gosh, darling, what a lovely little cock you have inside me. Oh, gosh, that's lovely. No one help. One more. You're fine. Just let me. Oh, God. Up and down on this pretty cock. Gosh, you just feel so amazing inside me. Oh, I couldn't dream of anything better than you. I hope you understand that. God, you feel so, so fucking good. So lucky. I'm so lucky that you're the one who summoned me, that I get a ride. You get to feel your cock in me. Oh, that I'm gonna get to take all that cum from you. Now you're gonna fill me up inside, aren't you? I'm gonna be a good boy and you're gonna come more. Everything you have, you're gonna give it to me. Do you understand? You're mine and you're gonna give me everything. Oh, God. Oh, it's been so long since I've had a human in me. Oh, fuck, it feels good. God, I miss this. Oh, I miss the touch, the feel of your skin. Oh, God, I can just feel your energy. It's so good. So, so good. Oh, please, please. Oh, good little human. That's it. That's it. Just like that. Please don't stop, little human. Just like that. Just keep going. Just let me feel you. Oh, keep going. Oh, you don't have a choice. I'm just gonna rape all that pretty cum out of you. Good little boy. Fuck. Oh. Oh, there really is nothing like feeling a pretty little human like you coming inside me. All that warm, sticky mess. Well, you did very, very good, little human. Even if you were so dumb to hire me in the first place, I can't help but be a little thankful because this night has been so, so special. Now, you're gonna be paralyzed for the next hour, but don't worry, it'll wear off. When you come to, messy, exhausted, just think about all the fun you had and how much you gotta wish I'd come back for you. And if you're good, maybe I will.